We're in Simon Tuf Nun Gimel. We had just done a Siv Vav, where the Mishnah Berurah says that still, it's best to buy new bags for the flour, because sometimes it's hard to clean the bags well enough. Siv Zayin, Kishamolichin Hasakim Sheishman Kemach Me'erichayim, when you're carrying the bags of wheat from the grinding, Asar Lan Yicham Algabe Behema, you are not allowed to carry them, to place them on top of an animal, she'ain ukafo or av tachas hasak, which doesn't have a thick layer underneath between the sock and the bag and the animal. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because the flour gets heated up by the animal, and then it will become quicker to become chametz when you do the leisha on it. And furthermore, an animal usually sweats when it's carrying a heavy load, and it could be that sweat will cause the flour to become chametz like water would. B'di'evit, if you placed it on an animal without any separation, we wouldn't prohibit it, but you would need to wait meis leis 24 hours before doing the leisha to ensure that the flour would cool down, dry off, etc. The Shaar Tzion explains, because me'ikar hadin, we assume that the sweat of an animal does not actually cause something to become chametz. He does have a discussion, machlokas aposkim, in the Shaar Tzion, whether that's true or not, and therefore he says, l'chatchila, it's better to take flour from an area which did not get sweat on it, because there are those that are choshesh, that sweat would turn something into chametz like mei peiros, but b'di'evid, we would be mekel. The Ramah says, chay nizar l'chatchila shalo niach harbe sakim kemach zal zab, b'makom she'efshar, you should also not place bags upon bags upon bags of flour, for the same reason that it will cause it to get heated and might cause it to become chametz quicker during the leisha process. If you did place one on top of the other, again, you would have to wait the 24 hours, as we said, for it to cool off. So too, you shouldn't sit on the bags of kemach when you are transporting them either. Sivches nogin lenakar harechayim, we shave off the top layer of the rechayim, mishum dezimnen nasnum behem tvua letuta lesolus, because sometimes we're afraid you put some grain in there beforehand.